jury selection is underway in the Kobe Bryant sexual assault case. The celebrity trial has stirred up a legal and media frenzy in Eagle, Colorado. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with T.R. Reid, one of many reporters covering that case.
T.R. Reid is in Eagle covering the trial for The Washington Post, and we got him on the line to talk about the effect this trial is having on this rural community. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
The pool of jurors, they've been selected throughout the county. Who are they?
Well, Eagle County covers about 2,500 square miles of the Rocky Mountains. There may be 40,000 people scattered in this huge area, and 99.7% of them are white. So there's going to be no racial diversity on this jury, but huge economic diversity, because up at the Vail end, where the rich ski areas are, there are people up there, you know, retired investment bankers paid $6 million for a two-bedroom apartment next to the slopes. Down here in Eagle, the biggest employers are the school district and the Forest Service, and it's a really different community. You go to the parking lot down at Vail at the grocery store, and it's all Lincolns and Saabs, and the bumper sticker says, "Save the Opera." You know, down here it's an F-150, and the bumper sticker says, "This truck protected by my gun."
I suspect the courtroom itself is not equipped for something like this.
Well, they're going to use the biggest courtroom in Eagle County, and it has 22 seats for the media, which is a little short because 568 reporters have applied for credentials. So, yeah, there's a crunch there.
And what are they going to do with them, put them out in the snow?
The media have built this huge tent village. It's massive. This woman from the sheriff's office was looking at it this morning, and she said to me, "I didn't know there were that many reporters in the world." This is a huge boon for the guy who happens to own the lumber yard across from the courthouse, because he's renting this space out for $10,000 a month to the media village.
So this trial, big impact.
Yeah, it's going to have a big impact. It's fantastic if you happen to own a restaurant or a motel in Eagle, because normally these places would be empty until the ski season starts, and now they're going to be full all fall. That's pretty nice. Kids are selling lemonade. The deli hired 8 new people to deliver sandwiches to all the reporters on the courthouse steps. And get this, there's a print shop about a block down from the courthouse. They're offering parking for only $20 a day. Now, this is in a town with 0 parking meters and 2 stoplights. Commercialism is alive and well in Eagle, Colorado.
So they're managing.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They can take it. But generally, I think the locals are kind of fed up with us reporters. A year ago, I went to the Eagle County Fair, and everybody was very happy to talk to the Washington Post. Now, they're very nice people. They're wonderful people here until they find out you're a reporter, and then you're nothing.
And this is going to go on for how long?
Well, I bet you the trial's going to go a month or 6 weeks. I'll guarantee you this. I don't know what the verdict's going to be, but I can tell you one thing for sure. It's going to snow up here before this trial is over.
T.R., thanks very much.
Sure, Renee. So long.
T.R. Reid is Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.